Get out while you can. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Biden administration sending that message to Americans in Ukraine, which remains surrounded by Russian troops. Fox's Jared Halpern has more live.
A White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warns a Russian invasion of Ukraine may be just days away.
I will not comment on the details of our intelligence information, but I do want to be clear. It could begin during the Olympics.
Sullivan says the U.S. does not know if Russian President Vladimir Putin has made a final decision, but Russian military assets are in place.
If a Russian attack on Ukraine proceeds, it is likely to begin with aerial bombing and missile attacks that could obviously kill civilians without regard to their nationality.
The State Department is taking steps to reduce the footprint of the embassy in Kyiv. Sullivan says Americans should leave Ukraine in the next 24 to 48 hours. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. And Sullivan says U.S. troops will not be sent into a war zone to rescue people who could have left now. British nationals are also being urged to leave immediately. Other countries, including Israel, issuing similar warnings now. Meantime, a U.S. defense official just confirming to Fox News the Pentagon is sending 3,000 paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division to Poland in the coming days. The U.S. part of an effort to bolster security in the region with NATO allies. A possible domestic dispute in a Phoenix home becomes an ambush, leaving 9 officers injured. Police Sergeant Andy Williams says the suspect shot one officer as he approached the house after inviting him in.
An adult male came to the door holding a baby, an infant. He placed that infant on the ground in front of the front door and then walked out towards the officers where they began detaining him.
As other officers moved in to secure the baby, the suspect opened fire again. That suspect later found dead and his ex-girlfriend critically injured in the home, believed to be the baby's parents. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A state of emergency declared in a Canadian province where government officials say the protest over a vaccine mandate has become a siege.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford saying that Canada has heard loud and clear from the Truckers Freedom Convoy.
Please go home.
Threatening severe consequences, including Thursday's court action to freeze millions of dollars that U.S.-based crowdfunding site GiveSendGo is defying. As massive protests, trucker and farmer blockades continue on border crossings, including the Ambassador Bridge, shutting down commerce between Detroit and Windsor.
Please, Mr. Trudeau, talk to us. That's all we want.
Truckers and farmers and tens of thousands of other supporters like that woman say their message is simple. End all COVID mandates and the peaceful protest goes away. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An FDA meeting on COVID shots for kids under age 5 is delayed. They want more time to review data. The music world mourning an Englishman who co-founded a popular rock band.
Ian McDonald, the co-founder of both Foreigner and King Crimson, has died at the age of 75. The multi-instrumentalist appearing on 4 of the biggest selling albums in the 1970s. King Crimson got their start in 1969 supporting the Rolling Stones. They would eventually release their debut album, In the Court of the Crimson King, which is now considered a classic that still holds up 50 years later. After the band went their separate ways, McDonald would form Foreigner in 1976, appearing on the first 3 of 4 five-time platinum certified albums that featured songs such as Feels Like the First Time and Hot Blooded.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman, McDonald's son, says he had battled cancer. An hour to the close on Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's now down 339 points, slipping under 35K. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.